Okay, I'm going to take you through a brief mindfulness practice. And so finding a way of sitting or lying down, a position that's going to be helpful to relax, feel calm, but also alert and dignified. And so taking a moment to settle into this position and making whatever adjustments are called for, transitioning into the practice. And just allowing the eyes to close, if that feels comfortable. If you'd prefer to keep the eyes open, maybe just looking down at the floor or the desktop in front of you with a soft gaze. And noticing, and now taking three deep breaths with the emphasis on the out-breath, making the out-breath longer than the in-breath. Sometimes that kind of breathing could just help the mind and the body settle into the present moment. And now opening up to whatever is already present in your experience. And so noticing what's happening at the level of thoughts, what thoughts are present. The mind could be very busy, there could be racing thoughts. Noticing if there are any images. Could be quieter in there. It's all good. Just noticing, observing what's there without needing to do anything in particular with those thoughts. And then noticing what's already present at the level of emotions or feeling tone. There may be some nervousness, there may be some joy or happiness. There may be some frustration or irritability. There may be some subtle preferences playing out on your mind right now. All of that is welcome. Just noticing with some curiosity without needing to do anything about it. And then dropping down into the body. Perhaps some of the emotions or feelings that you noticed are manifesting in the body, or maybe there are just some sensations that are calling on your attention. Just observing what's there with curiosity. There may be tension, there may be spaciousness. Noticing contact with a chair or whatever it is that your body is in contact with. Noticing if there are any impulses to act as you check in with the body. All are welcome. And now transitioning to attending to the sensations of breathing. And so sometimes the sensations of breathing can be most available at the abdomen, the sensations of the abdomen expanding and contracting. Sometimes it's the sensations of the chest rising and falling. Sometimes it's the air moving in and out of the nostrils. Just picking one of those anchors and holding attention there as best you can. Seeing if it's possible to cultivate a sense of interest or curiosity into this rhythmic unfolding that you're observing. This isn't a matter of brute force, just holding attention tightly there, but taking an interest and seeing how these sensations unfold moment by moment. Perfectly normal, perfectly okay if attention is jumping around in a kind of monkey mind sort of way. It's just very common for humans to experience that. And being as gentle and as kind as possible in noticing, observing attention being pulled, and slowly escorting attention back to the anchor that you've chosen for this practice. Even if you have to do that many times, that's just part of the practice. It's part of mindfulness, waking up to what's currently in attention and coming back to an intention, which here is staying with the anchor. Once again, the practice is just noticing, waking up, coming back to the anchor and staying with the unfolding of these sensations moment by moment. And now, seeing if it's possible to expand awareness from that very specific location in the body and opening up to more. So noticing the entire upper body, the chest and the abdomen and the back and the sides of the body. Noticing the neck and shoulders. Noticing the arms and the hands. Noticing the pelvis and the legs and the butt against the chair or whatever you're sitting on. Noticing the legs and the feet. Noticing the head and the face. And as best you can, holding the entire body in awareness, cultivating a sense of spacious awareness. And just breathing in this spaciousness, aware of the entire body. And then noticing the limits of the body, noticing where the body is in contact with other things, noticing perhaps sound around you arriving at the ears, noticing the air that you're swimming in, coming into contact with your skin, noticing what your hands are in contact with, noticing the soles of the feet. As you do that, seeing if it might be helpful to set some kind of intention for how you'd like to approach the next moment or the rest of the day or the rest of the week, whatever feels supportive. What's your intention coming out of this practice and entering back into the flow of your life? And when that feels complete, allowing the eyes to open if they've been closed, and coming back to the outside.